Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Chantel, and today is Money Making, Make It Happen Monday. Today is a very special episode because I'm gonna tell you guys some tricks on how to prepare for the recession. Okay, I had a great opportunity during the last one to be a part of a business, and that business was an insurance company, and they were able to prepare for the recession to, you know, have the best success. Now, something I want to share some of the tips that I learned going through it. I was really lucky to be working for a smaller company when the recession happened, so I got to see like how all the little things that they did to survive it. And also looking back, you know, 10 years ago, you know, what are some of the different things that I think can be done now to prepare? Recessions, we don't know when they hit. We just know that we should be prepared. Also, I want to share some tips on the common things that people would tell you during the recession that they're not talking about anymore, okay? They're not talking about these things, and I wanna share these tips and tricks, okay? Now, one, if you think that you are gonna buy a house during the recession, when the recession hits, you better have a whole lot of cash, okay? Because there are investors right now that are stacking up their money, liquefying everything, so that as soon as that recession hits, they have the money to buy everything cash. Now, how do I know that? Because I tried to buy a house during the recession, okay? I had a good job, my husband had a good job, and you know, we could not beat the people that were buying a whole house for cash, okay? So keep that in mind, because I know a lot of people plan on buying a house when the economy goes down. In actuality, it's kind of harder to buy a house during that time. I'm not knocking you. If you find a way to do it, thumbs up. And another thing, FHA, during the recession, nobody's giving a home to a first-time home buyer. I'm sorry, because people are buying homes with cash. Yeah, cash. Okay, next up. During a recession, everyone tells you, you gotta have multiple streams of income. You gotta have multiple streams of income. Nobody is talking about multiple streams of income right now. People are talking about side hustles, but let me tell you, when the recession hits, people have a lot of side hustles, okay? And so if you know things can get a little choppy with financial situations, I recommend that now you start to have a couple side hustles and start to build up some money on the side for when things start to slow down, you know? So you have more network, you have a bigger groups of people that you work with, you know more people. And another thing, when more people know what you do, because last recession, when the economy tanked and a bunch of investors are starting to buy homes cash, a lot of people decided, oh, well, I will become a realtor. And it's like those realtors that are working with the investors, they've already built up that relationship. So start building up that relationship now. Don't wait to when the economy hits, okay? Another thing, I would encourage people to have multiple streams of income. I'm not a financial advisor in any shape, form, but I want to share with you guys, because some of you didn't experience the recession. You might have been in college, you might have been in high school, and you just don't know what actually happens. Basically, one day you wake up and everybody broke. But everybody's not broke just from that one day. It starts to build up. And especially with the recent shutdown and the economy losing, like, I think it's $6 or $11 billion, you know, it's never too late to kind of have finances in order, okay? Another tip, start saving now. Seriously, I know when the shutdown happened, a lot of people did not even have $1,000 in savings. And I really encourage you to find extra ways, Google, YouTube, streams of income. I'm sure I will do a video on a variety of incomes, but I thought I would at least share what happened during the recession and with you guys, you guys can get a better glimpse in how to be better prepared. Another thing, when it comes to the recession, people find a way to stop driving as much, stop buying things that they don't need as much, start selling their closet. And I would do that now, you know, minimalize as much as you can. Get rid of all that extra clothes, sell it while people will buy it. Sell your items while people still have the money to buy it, okay? I just spit, that was kind of gross. But sell it while people still have the money to buy it, okay? Because people start to get real sticky with their money and they start to, you know, not drive as much, not fly as much, not buy as much. So start getting your stuff out while people still have cash to buy it, okay? And it makes people more familiar with you, and it can also, you know, make your network bigger, okay? Now, for those of you that are like, wait, I want to buy a house, start meeting with a realtor and a mortgage people now. Do not wait till the recession hits to have that stuff in order, okay? Start getting that in order now. The sooner, the better, okay? Another thing is start figuring out how to budget now. Take a look at your budget. Are you spending more than you should be right now? What can you cut back on? Try to build up that savings, because really, the people that are going to last, especially entrepreneurs, you need to build up that savings. Make sure you have that capital, because banks don't put out loans. Like, everything gets real, real tight, okay? So I just want to share this information with you guys so you can be ready. Another thing, start to research things that do well during a recession. How about that? Because there's some things that do really well in a recession. Also, know if you have a business that people need or people want, because people during the recession only stick to necessity. Also, look at some of your business ideas and see if they fit well with a recession, or navigate how it can work with a recession. Because if you start something that people don't need, then during the recession, they're not gonna come to you. I hate to say it, but that's just the truth. Okay, people just work on what they need, or change your demographic or the people that you are selling to make it work for you. Okay, I know when I went through the recession, it was not fun. You know, you definitely keep your money real tight. I was very lucky to have a good job that I made it through, that company made it through, and I feel so blessed that I had the opportunity to work there, and I still work there. So I'm happy and proud that I was with a company that was able to survive it, because so many companies do not survive it, and it's a really sad time. So that's why they said, you know, have multiple streams of income. That's what everyone was talking about, having multiple streams of income. So I recommend you start working on that now, and, you know, the sooner the better. Well, I hope today's, you know, information was helpful. I hope you are preparing, because you never know when these things happen. So I highly recommend that you start to prepare now, because when it hits, and you don't have as much time to move around. So I hope today's episode is very helpful. I thank you so much for listening and watching. Follow me on Instagram, subscribe, please. And I look forward to next time, next Monday. All right. Love you guys. Bye.